Hi, I'm Bob Masago. Welcome to this in-studio session on WNRN. Emily Nenny is joining us in studio today. She is between shows and was kind enough to stop in at the station. She performed in Richmond this past weekend, and she also has a new album called On the Ranch. It's available now on Normaltown and New West Records. Emily, welcome to Charlottesville.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
It's so great to have you here. Really enjoying the new album. And I wanted to ask you, and I think the title of this album, On the Ranch, is not just a random title. It means something, right?
That's right. I love ranch dressing. Just kidding. That's a really popular joke. I was working while I was staying on a ranch in a Wrangler house with some gals writing the record, and then I ended up going back to work there. So a lot of this is just inspired by some conversations I had had, and the song On the Ranch is more so just how I wasn't much use while I was there, but I enjoyed it.
So you actually did work there in addition to just visiting?
I did.
What'd you do?
I just did what I did in Nashville, and that's serve breakfast and dinner to guests at the ranch. And then I watched a baby, which that's not something I do in Nashville, the boss's baby. And then I played music for the guests once a week. So a little bit of my usual.
Nice. Do you want to play a song from the album now?
I would love to. Let's do a song about me doing a whole lot of nothing on the ranch.
Up with the sun to catch a wrangle, roll out to pull a pickup at a nearby bone hog. Well, to be true, I really wasn't much use. Once the truck got to getting loose, I was playing with a cattle dog. Come a couple. Time to bust out a brew. Don't hurt me or you. How'd you feel about a few? When I hear the motor rolling in, get a good feeling beneath my skin. Right on the ranch to avoid my troubles. Ooh, looks like I've got double. For two step in and trap in mice. Afternoons out for off-roading and not thinking twice. Cranking diesels be 3 for 3. That way you'll be better company. Hang around better be handy. Early nights they can be nice. Come a couple after two. Time to bust out a brew. Don't hurt me or you. How'd you feel about a few? When I hear the motor rolling in, get a good feeling beneath my skin. Out on the ranch to avoid my troubles. Ooh, looks like I've got double. Come a couple after two. Time to bust out a brew. Don't hurt me or you. How'd you feel about a few? When I hear the motor rolling in, get a good feeling beneath my skin. Out on the ranch to avoid my troubles. Ooh, looks like I've got double.
Emily Nenny in studio on WNRN. On the Ranch, that's the title song from her new album on Normaltown and New West Records. Emily, that was great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I got a question for you, though. I heard a lyric in there. It's you say kitchens are for two-stepping. What's the second part of that?
And catching mice.
That's what I thought. Can you explain that, please?
We had mouse traps. There were a lot of mice in this Wrangler house. And it was a very old haunted house called the Wrangler House, which it was just me and the actual cowgirls. And yeah, it was a pretty, pretty fun to hear the little mice scurrying around. And that's also what all the cats were for around the ranch.
What got your interest in classic country? Because you have a very classic sound.
Thank you. Honestly, just my upbringing. My mom was really into Patsy Cline and Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson. And that was kind of just the songwriting style I gravitated toward because I love all genres. But moving to Nashville when I was 21, I just really immersed myself in it. And it was just really the music I wanted to make with a band. And yeah, just it's honest and it's sad, but it can be pretty goofy too. It's a good time.
Would you like to play another song from the new album?
I would love to. I heard y'all have been playing this song a lot. I appreciate your support. This one, I sat with one of the Wranglers on the ranch, and she used to be a barrel racer, also called can chasers, in the rodeo. It's a female-dominated sport in the rodeo, and I wanted to write a supportive song for the gals of the rodeo. So here's Can Chaser. You ready? Great.
She takes on. She's no buckle bunny. She's got some of her own. Clover leaf and woman, you call her backyard grown. She's a can chaser, barrel racer, queen of the rodeo. She's a can chaser, you can't chase her, love to see her go. Gets her pick. Go ahead and rope that steer like man were built to do while she breathes. Her way you'll break a leg, she'll run circles around you. She's a can chaser barrel. She's the queen of the rodeo. She's a can chaser, you can't chase her, love to see her go. Can chase a barrel race, the queen of the rodeo. She's a can. So you can't chase her, love to see her go. She's a can chaser, barrel racer, queen of the rodeo. Can chaser, you can't chase her, love to see her go.
Emily Nenny in studio in Charlottesville on WNRN. That's from her new album, On the Ranch. It's available now on New West Records. Emily, that's a great song, but that's also some really fine pedal steel guitar behind you there. Who's playing with you?
This is Muskrat Jones, and I met him on the road when I was opening for Kelsey Walden for a month. He is in her band, and he's also played with Miss Summer Dean, a honky-tonk blue jean country queen, and I've got him on the road with me for the week.
That's fantastic. And you've got a little bit of time off now before you start a very busy spring. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I've got a couple things coming up early February, and then mid-March we'll be hitting the road for a little over a month, and then hoping to record a new record. So it's gonna be a busy year.
When did you record this record?
January 2021. Yep.
So that's pretty fast. Do you write all your own songs, or do you prefer to cover anything? Or,
well, we have one. I like to do a cover a release. So actually, the first record didn't have a cover, but I've covered David Allan Coe on the Long Game EP, and then I covered ABBA for the On the Ranch record, and Who knows what I'll do next? But we like to do some covers for live shows, too. It's just fun. It's a good way to mix it up.
And then coming up in the spring, you're at South by Southwest and playing with Flatland Cavalry. It's very
pretty
busy.
Pretty Texan 2023. But I'm really excited to open for them, meet those folks. It's going to be great.
What prompted your move to Nashville? Because you're from California originally, right?
I am. Yeah, I intended to study music therapy at Belmont. And then I ended up at the Honky Tonks. And I said, uh-oh. And then I dropped out. And here we are. Yeah, I just decided I wanted to educate myself in the bar rooms. And here we are. Just playing on the radio.
That sounds like a song title. You got to remember that one.
I will educate
myself in the bar room.
And I'll dedicate it to you.
Great. I appreciate that. How about another song?
Yeah, why not? This one. Oh, I don't know why I took my capo off. This one was a self-release from an EP I released in the spring of 2020. I wrote it. I was sitting on my couch and, things just happen. Maybe not at the pace you want them to, but I'm going to say it for like the fifth time, but here we are. And this one's called Long Game.
One, two, three. Go ahead. I didn't take the easy road. Oh, I couldn't find it. So I built one of my own. And I'm gonna ride it. My work, my feet to the bone. But I don't mind it. We all got our own way of growing. Ain't gotta justify it. No, I ain't worried. I'm playing the long game. I am not ashamed. I'm not where I thought I'd be. I'm nothing to claim. Not everybody knows my name. I'm playing the long game, slowly but surely. Maybe someday I'll make it far. I really would like to own a franchise of neighborhood bars. Only I got the rights to walk me far some out this road I took. Though I half half in mine too, and the other half will take a second look. Don't you know I got the time to? No, I ain't worried. I'm playing the long game. I'm not ashamed. I'm not where I thought I'd be. I'm nothing to claim. Not everybody knows my name. I'm playing the long game, slowly but surely. not where I thought I'd be. I'm nothing to claim. Not everybody knows my name. I'm playing the long game, slowly but surely. I'm playing the long game, slowly but surely.
That's Emily Nenny in studio at WNRN with Long Game. She has three albums out now. The most recent one, called On the Ranch, is available on New West Records. Emily, if somebody wants to get a copy of that song, where do you send them? Your website or?
Sure. Or maybe my Bandcamp right now. Yeah, we're getting my merch shop set up. So very soon, and we will have some pressed to vinyl at some point.
That's awesome.
Yes.
We sure appreciate you coming in today, and I know that you've got somewhere to be later on today, so I don't want to hold you up too much longer. It's been our pleasure to host you in Muskrat.
Well, thank you very much for having us. Muskrat says thank you, too.
Thank you. I heard him. I actually heard him.
Okay, good. Yeah, he speaks up. Good job.
I'm Bob Masago. It's an in-studio session on WNRN with Emily Nenny. Thanks for listening.